Bluff with the Great Gildersleeve at 8 tonight.
From Hollywood, California, the makers of Old Gold cigarettes bring you Meet Me at Parkey's.
Did you sew the button on my coat, darling?
No, dear, I couldn't find the button, so I just sewed up the buttonhole.
Sewed up the buttonhole? Well, of all the stupid...
Dear, why be irritated? Light an Old Gold and meet me at Parkey's.
Say, Bob, I wonder if that fat old girl over there is really trying to flirt with me.
Well, I can easily find out by asking her, mister. You see, she's my wife. And I've got a good mind to give you the beating.
Why be irritated? Light an Old Gold and meet me at Parkey's.
Yes, everybody meets at Parkey's. So come along to Parkey's Restaurant and say hello to Betty Rhodes, O.B. Cates, his clarinet in his orchestra, our guest, Professor Sheldon Leonard, and our genial host, the star of our show, Mike Yukakis.
School days, school days, dear old golden rule days. Reading and writing and arthritis. All excited because tonight I start going to night school. First time in my life I ever went to school. I don't even know what they do in school. This afternoon I sneaked by the schoolhouse. I watched the kids to see what they was doing. They was outside on their hands and knees playing marbles. Hope they don't do that in my school. It hurts me to bend over. First time I ever saw marbles with the square ones with numbers on it. I'm so glad when I got the opportunity to go to school, and believe me, I'll be a good student. I'll be there every night. No, I'll never play hockey. You know, I didn't know it was so expensive to get an education in a night school. Just to go there for 1 year, they're charging me $2. Oh, well, a good education is worth $2. Well, I don't really need them to give me an edumacation because I've been edumacating myself for years and years. I got all the books, you know. Now I can even recite the alphabet without speaking. From A to F. Nah, boy. After I get an edumacation, will Betty Rhodes, my cashier, be surprised? When she walks in and instead of saying hello, I'll write it out for her. Oh, here she is. Hello, Betty.
Hello, Parky. Oh, my, doesn't someone look nice? Hair all combed, pants pressed, and shoes shine. Where are you going?
Didn't you hear, Betty? Tonight I start going to night school.
Parky, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
But what's that large tin can sticking out of your pocket?
Oh, I heard you're supposed to bring the teacher an apple, you know.
Yeah?
I don't know how many teachers they got there, so to play safe, I'm bringing a whole can of applesauce. Let them split it up.
Well, Parky, I'm sure you'll love going to school.
Oh, I know I will, Betty. The only thing I hope is that they skip all that easy stuff with me and put me right in the first grade. Yes, Betty, in a few months I'll be spelling cat all over this place.
Well, I'm really thrilled, Parky. But I wish you'd told me about you going to school because I could have gotten you all the school supplies you need.
Oh, I got all that stuff yesterday, Betty. I got pencils, an eraser, a ruler, a notebook. I even got a little box of school pads. There they are.
School pads?
Yeah.
Parky, these are not school pads. These are Dr. Scholl's corn pads. They're for the feet.
For the feet? I'll take them with me anyway in case they put me at the foot of the class.
Parky, what are you going to study in school?
Betty, I want to learn how to be a good smithersman. You know, in that school, they learn you the Constitution of the United States and the Declaration of Indispensables and all that kind of stuff, and I want to know all that because I want to be the best smithersman I can be, because someday after I sell the restaurant and I want to retire and do nothing for the rest of my life, I want to become a congressman.
You want to become a congressman?
Yes, Betty, that's my ambition. Someday to go to Washington, D.S.
D.S.?
Yeah, down south.
Well, Parky, if you're going to school tonight, you better get going or you'll be late.
You're right. I better be going, Betty. Now, take good care of the restaurant now.
Don't worry, Parky. Everything will be okay.
Well, good night, Betty.
Night.
School days. School days.
Hi, Betty.
Hello, Opie.
Say, Betty, where's Parky going all dressed up? Why, he looks as pretty as my uncle did the day they buried him.
Opie, Parky's going to night school, and, gee, I think he deserves a lot of credit. Say, and you know, Opie, it wouldn't do any harm if you went to school, too.
School? What would I want with any more schools? I went to school for 18 years.
Oh, then you graduated.
Nope, then I went to grammar school. You know, I quit school because I couldn't stand them dumb teachers.
Dumb teachers?
Yeah, all day long, all they did was ask me questions.
That must have been embarrassing.
Well, it sure was. And besides, in my class, we had the biggest bunch of idiots you've ever seen. Why, they couldn't even spell rhinoceros.
And you could?
No, I was one of the idiots, too.
See what I mean, Opie? You could use a little schooling.
Oh, that stuff they learn you in them schools is no good, Betty.
What do you mean, no good?
Well, like the time in school when they told me to go home and write a composition on a frog.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Well, how could I write a composition on a frog? Well, every time I tried to put the frog in the typewriter, he bit me.
Opie, that's silly. Why,
he was
no one
such
would have
a be... pretty frog, too.
Oh, forget about the frog.
His name was Hopalong Cassidy.
Look, I don't care what his name was.
I couldn't do nothing to hurt that frog.
Okay, okay. So
well, sticking that frog in the typewriter might have killed him.
Will you please forget about that
thing
I... That
frog has got as much right to live as I got.
Even more! Opie, I still say you should go to school. Take Shakespeare and Napoleon and Washington and Jefferson. Every one of them had great educations.
Where are all them guys now?
Dead.
You see, a lot of good their education did them.
Well, Opie, if you were only well-read, life would mean so much more to you. You could discuss problems in science and higher mathematics.
Well, tell me, what do I want with higher mathematics, Betty? In my business, leading this band, the only mathematics I got to know is how to count up to two.
Count up to two?
Sure, let me show you what I mean. Now, supposing I want you to sing a song called What Makes a Sunset. All I got to do is turn to my boys and say... One, two.
What makes the sunset? What makes the moon rise? What makes the tide remember to hide? And why does it soon rise? What makes a star fall? Where does it fall to? Why does its flight make a stop in the night and wish as we all do? And what holds a cloud together? I can't stop to talk to you, but I'm taking care of the restaurant here all by myself tonight. Parky's gone off to night school.
It's school.
Gee, I envy him. I'll never forget the fun I had when I went to college. You know, I was the head of my fraternity.
Yeah, Bob, you do look like a frat head.
A frat head? Why, that's the worst insult that anybody could ever say.
There, Robert. Why be irritated? Why don't you light an old gold? Say, Bob, I suppose you really do learn something in them colleges, don't you?
Well, I learned three things in college, Opie, that I'll always remember. The first thing I learned is that you can always find comfort and pleasure when you light an old gold, especially today. But you can get pleasure if your cigarette is hot, harsh, and dry.
Oh, Robert, you don't have to go to college to learn that. Everybody knows that. What was the second thing you learned?
Well, the second thing I learned is that to help prevent cigarette dryness, old golds are conditioned with a special moisture-protecting agent made from the juice of fresh apples. We call it apple honey.
Look, Bob, you still haven't told me nothing that everybody don't know. Proceed, brother, proceed.
Well, now, the third thing I learned is that Old Gold's blend of many great tobaccos is enriched with rare imported Latakia tobacco for delightful extra flavor. Extra flavor plus special protection against cigarette dryness. That's Old Gold. So try a pack first chance you get. And look, when little annoyances get you down, why be irritated? Light an Old Gold.
School days, dear old gold. Oh, apple honey and Latakia. La-di-de, why be irritated? Oh, here's the school right here. It's all lit up. Gee, I'm walking into a school for the very first time. I'm so nervous, I feel like a new bridal.
Psst. Hey, Bub, come here a minute.
Oh, you calling me?
Shh, not so loud. You going to school?
Yeah, this is my first night.
I thought so. Now, look, you're going to school, they're going to ask you a lot of questions, and when they ask questions, you got to have answers. Right?
Right.
Okay, now, who are you buying your answers from?
Gee, I didn't know you had to buy the answers.
Well, you want to graduate, don't you?
Sure I want to graduate.
Okay, I sell the answers. I'm known as a professor. I got all the answers right here in my pants pocket.
I see, you got answers in your pants. That's a good one, isn't it, Professor?
Now, cut out them corny jokes, will you? Listen to me. Let me get you up a nice selection of answers. You won't be sorry. Now, look, I'll give you an example of what I mean.
Yes?
Now, do you know algebra?
Algebra. That's a fat fellow with a bald head, are you?
No, I'm talking about algebra, mathematics.
Mathematics?
Yeah. Now, look.
Yes?
Suppose when they ask you, what's X?
Yeah.
Do you know the answer?
Sure.
You do? Go ahead. Tell me, what's X?
X is 60 cents a dozen for the big ones.
Boy, oh boy, do you need me. Now, look, let me ask you another question.
Yeah?
This is history. You know anything about history?
No, when I was a boy, they didn't have no history. Must be something new, huh?
History ain't nothing new. It goes back over 25 years. Now, let me ask you a history question.
All right.
Let's get hysterical.
Okay.
All right. Now, tell me what famous Englishman was saved by an Indian girl.
I don't know. Tell you the truth, I know very few Indians.
The answer is John Smith, see?
Well, no wonder I didn't know the answer. John Smith, that's such a hard name.
Brother, you don't know nothing. You couldn't even pass a physical. Okay. Here, I'm going to ask you another question. This is about geography.
Geography? What's that?
What's geography? Why, that shows you where everything is in this world. Without geography, you wouldn't be able to find a mountain, a river, an ocean, a racetrack, a pool room, nothing. Oh, boy, you gotta have geography.
I'm so ashamed of myself. I don't
know
that.
Now, here's a question in geography.
Yes.
What's the highest peak in the United States?
I don't know.
Mount Everest.
I see.
Now, just remember that. That's the highest peak.
Mount Everest is the highest peak, huh?
That's right. Now, what's the lowest peak?
A keyhole.
A keyhole, hell, boy, are you lucky that you met me? Do you need my answers? Whoa. When you walk in that school law, the first thing you got to do is go to the principal's office to register. Now, for years, the guy has been asking the same four questions. And without the right answers, you can't get into that school.
You can't?
Everybody buys the answers for me.
Look, how much are the answers?
Well, now, seeing that this is your first night, seeing you're just starting a new career...
Yeah.
I'm going to give you my special advertising offer. Three answers for 50 cents or four answers for 50 cents.
Three answers for 50 cents or four answers for 50 cents? I'll take the four answers for 50 cents. Might as well save some money.
You answer. I'm very happy to hear that.
You got that?
Yeah, I'm very happy to hear that.
That's right. That's the first answer. Yeah. Now, the second thing he's going to ask you is about your attendance.
Yeah?
He'll ask you, are you going to attend this school every night? Now, your answer is, I wouldn't miss it for anything.
Boy, those are hard answers. I wouldn't miss it. I wouldn't miss it for anything.
That's right. That's the second answer. Now,
I got it.
The third thing he's going to say to you is, are you willing to study and study hard?
Yes.
All you got to answer is, with all my heart.
With all my heart?
That's right.
I got it.
That's the third answer. Now, the fourth thing he's going to say is, are you willing to abide by the rules and regulations of this school? And then you say, nothing would give me more pleasure. Now you got the four answers.
Oh, they're easy.
Now, let me hear repeat them.
Oh, that's... The first one is, I'm very happy to hear that. And the second one is...
Wouldn't miss it for anything.
Yes, I wouldn't miss it for anything. The third one is, with all my heart. And the fourth one is, nothing would give me more pleasure.
That's perfect. Yes. That's all you got to remember. Now, those are the four answers.
Yes.
Okay, kid, go into that school now, and good luck.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night, Professor. Yeah, I hope I don't forget those four answers. I'm very happy to hear that. I wouldn't miss it for anything. With all my heart, and nothing would give me more pleasure. Uh-oh, here's the principal's office. Yeah, I'm so nervous. Well, might as well go in.
Well, come right in, sir.
Oh, thank you very much.
Now, sir, pardon me, but I do have a very bad cold. It's almost enough to kill me, isn't it?
I'm very happy to hear that.
Do you enjoy standing there and seeing me suffer?
I wouldn't miss it for anything.
Do you actually mean what you're saying?
With all my heart.
Why, I never heard such impertinent talk in my life. How would you like it if I refused to admit you to this school?
Nothing would give me more pleasure.
You are the most insolent pupil this school has ever known. We don't want your kind around here. Please leave this building immediately and don't you ever come in here again.
Oh, no, but
the interview is over. Goodbye.
What did I do? What did I say? All I did was to tell him the four answers, and I'm sure I got him all right.
O.B. Cates, his clarinet and his orchestra play I Don't Care Who Knows It.
Thank you.
still can't understand why that principal threw me out. I was so busy remembering the answers, I don't even know what he asked me. That's a good one. Imagine, I was only in school for only 2 minutes. I walked in the front door and I walked out the back door. I bet that's the fastest time anybody ever went through school.
Hello, Parky.
Oh, hello, Bob Williams.
I hope he told me you're going to school, but what are you doing out here on the steps? Why aren't you inside?
Bob, I don't know what happened. I was talking to the principal. He got mad and threw me out. I telephoned to Betty. She's coming over with Opie. See if they can help me to get back.
Oh, I'm sure you'll straighten everything out, Parky. Why, this is a fine old school.
Yes, I'd like to talk to the owner of this school, you know. Maybe he could fix me up. Yes, that's his name on that cornerstone there. A fella by the name of McMix.
McMix? Why, that's not the name of the owner of the school, Parky. That's the date the school was built. M-C-M-I-X. Those are Roman numerals, and they stand for 1909.
What do you know? 1909. Boy, is that an old institution.
Well, yes, Parky, 1909 does seem like a long time ago, but not when you compare it to the name of Lorillard.
No?
Because almost 150 years before that, in 1760, to be exact, the Lorillard business was founded.
1760, huh?
Mm-hmm.
See, I wish somebody in that school would ask me what year the Lorillard business was founded. I'd tell them quick, 1760.
Yeah, you tell them, Parky.
Yes.
Because that means nearly 2 centuries of association with the world's choice tobaccos. And this vast experience is reflected in the quality of Old Golds today.
You know, Bob, since I'm getting more Old Golds to sell in the restaurant, I'm happy now because when my customers ask for Old Golds, I'm able to give it to them. I make more friends that way.
Well, yes, Parky, Old Golds with the same marvelous quality they've always had are becoming increasingly more available for your customers. And we're happy, too, that when your customers ask for their favorite cigarette, once again, you're able to give them Old Gold.
Yes. Oh, Bob, here comes Betty. Gee, I hope she can get me out of this trouble and fix it up with the principal so he'll let me go back to school.
Yeah, I hope so, too, Parky. I'll see you later.
Yeah, okay, Bob. See you later.
Hello, Parky. I rushed over as soon as your phone. What in the world's happened?
Look, Betty, I was walking along the street minding my own business. I was so happy because I was going to school. When all of us smudging, the professor stopped me, you see?
The professor?
Yes.
Oh, wait a minute. What professor?
He's the fellow who sells the answers, you know.
Sells the answers?
Yeah.
But what are you talking about?
I bought 4 answers for $0.50. Then he told me that when I go in to see the principal, he's going to ask me 4 questions, and those were the 4 answers you sold me, you see?
Oh, Parky, how can you be so stupid?
I wasn't stupid, Betty. I had the right answers. The principal asked me the wrong questions.
Parky, you get into more trouble than Henry Aldrich.
Yeah, but at least he's got a mother he can go to. Oh, Betty, please come in and speak to the principal. See if he'll let me to come back to the school. Gee, before they throw me out of school, I'd at least like to have just 1 recess.
Okay, let's go in and see the principal.
Where's Uppie? Did he come with you?
Well, no, he'll be along in a few moments. He stopped to talk to someone on the corner.
I see.
Come on, let's go in.
All right. Here's the principal's office, Betty, right in that door.
Oh, it's you back again, huh? I thought I
yes,
told you...
Pardon me, sir, but I'd like to speak to you about Mr. Parky Carcass here.
Yes, I...
Oh, I didn't know you were with him, miss. Indeed, why, you are a good-looking girl, aren't you? Won't you sit down?
Thanks.
Oh, thank you. You see, Mr. Parky Carcass is a friend of mine. Well, in fact, I work in his restaurant, yes. And he asked me to come over and straighten out the misunderstanding you had with him.
Say no more, my lovely one. If Mr. Parky Carcass is a friend of yours, that's good enough for me. By the way, what are you going to do later this evening?
I'm going to do my homework.
I wasn't talking to you.
Pardon me.
You will admit Parky into the school, won't you? Well, I know you will. You have such a kind face.
Yes, you have.
If it'll make you happy, my dear girl, your friend shall be admitted. In fact, we can go ahead with his registration right now.
Oh, thank you very much. You're very considerate.
My pleasure, my little apple honey.
Oh. Thank you very much.
I wasn't talking to you.
Oh, pardon me.
Now we can start filling out the application.
Yes.
Now, sir, you say your name is Parky Carcass.
Yes.
Parky Carcass, how do you spell it?
With difficulty.
What are the initials?
SS.
SS Parky Carcass?
Yes, I was born in a boat.
You see, Parky does need schooling, doesn't he, Mr. Principal?
Oh, you sweet thing, you know it. You don't have to call me principal. Just call me Prince.
I like that. I once had a dog by the name of Prince.
Please.
Now, sir, I would like to determine what class to start you in.
Yes.
How many years of schooling have you had?
Counting kindergarten?
Yes.
1 year.
I see. In that case, we shall have to start you in the beginner's class.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Principal, and I'll try and prove to you that I'll be a good student.
And I want to thank you, too, Mr. Principal, for straightening everything out.
Yes.
You've been very nice.
Kind of nice yourself.
Well, thank you.
I wasn't talking to you!
Pardon me.
Oh, here's where you folks are. I've been looking all over for you. I thought you'd wait for me, Betty, while I was talking to that fella in the street. Are you all fixed up, Parky?
Yes, I'm all ready to start school, Uppy.
Oh, good. Say, who's this old goat here?
Old goat? Do you know that I happen to be the principal here and I resent a remark like that?
I'm very happy to hear that.
Please.
Young man, how would you like to be thrown out of here?
I'd like nothing better.
Oh, you would. Well, maybe you'd like to see your friend Park your carcass thrown out, too.
I wouldn't miss it for anything.
Well, my dear young lady, if I hear one more peep out of this man, I'll be forced to tear up Park your carcass application.
Nothing would give me more pleasure.
That does it. You may leave, all of you. And as long as I am principal, Park your carcass will never get into this school. Please go.
Oh, wait a minute.
I said go.
Oh, Uppy, I was all set to go back to school, and you had to spoil it all.
But I was only trying to help.
Help? Then why in the world did you say those awful things to the principal?
What awful things? Well, I gave that professor in the street a half a buck. He told me those were the four best dancers he had.
For the further adventures of Park Your Carcass, Betty Rhodes, Opie Cates as clarinet in this orchestra, tune in again next Sunday, same time, same station. Is it a date? Okay, meet me at Parkey's. And now until next Sunday evening, don't let little annoyances get you down. Why be irritated? Light an old gold. Its tobaccos are specially conditioned to help guard against cigarette dryness and to give you more smoking pleasure. This is Bob Williams saying good night for Old Gold and inviting you again next Sunday night to meet me at Parkey's.
This is the National Broadcasting Company. KFB.